Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. My ministries come from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible, or the Bible from which the King James scrolls, it was reinterpreted. All right. These businesses help to support the ministries in the purchase of the Bible for the Bible students who call in and request them for free. Partsautomotive.biz. So if you need auto body supplies or vehicle parts from the dates 1900 to 2014 models, go to partsautomotive.biz. Also, if you're looking for ClickBank products, which is a variety of products, all different types, go to productadvertisements2014.com. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. All right, let me begin the ministries. We're in the book of Revelation. We're at Revelation chapter 6. And it goes to say, "Next I watched as the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living beings say in a thundering voice, 'Go,' I looked, and there in front of me was a white horse. Its rider had a bow and was given a crown. And he rode off as a conqueror to conquer." Right here, we're still talking about Yeshayah. And it goes to say, "When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, 'Go.' Another horse went out." Oh, my error. Well, it's not an error because these are the plagues that are being released by Yeshayah, and the angels are carrying them out. So it says, "When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, 'Go.' Another horse went out, a red one, and its rider was given the power to take peace from the earth and make people slaughter each other. He was given a great sword," and we see that today. Brothers and sisters out here killing each other. "When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, 'Go.' I looked, and there in front of me was a black horse, and its rider held in his hand a pair of scales. Then I heard what sounded like a voice from the four living beings say, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, 6 pounds of barley for the same price, but don't damage the oil and the wine." So we see that today with the wage situations, people can't earn enough to make a living. "When he broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being say, 'Go.' I looked, and there in front of me was a pallid, sickly-looking horse. Its rider name was Death, and Sheol followed behind him. They were given authority to kill one quarter of the world by war, by famine, by plagues, and with the wild animals of the earth." And we see that today. We have wars in the East, over in Africa. We have plagues in Africa. We have plagues in the U.S. We have wars all over the globe. And we have famine all over the globe and people being killed by wild animals all over the globe. "When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been put to death for proclaiming the word of God, that is, for bearing witness." We have that too. The brothers and sisters overseas today are being killed because they will not convert to Islam. "They cried out in a loud voice, 'Sovereign Ruler HaKadosh, the true one, how long will it be before you judge the people living on earth and avenge our blood? Each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer, and the full number of their fellow servants should be reached, of their brothers who would be killed just as they had been. Then I watched as he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And we have great earthquakes today all over the globe. The sun turned black as sackcloth worn in mourning, and the full moon became blood red. The stars fell from heaven to earth, just as a fig tree drops its figs when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the earth's kings and rulers, their generals, the rich and the mighty, indeed everyone, slave and free, hid himself in caves among the rocks in the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of the one sitting on the throne, from the fury of the Lamb. For the great day of fury has come, and who can stand?" So on Armageddon Day, these kings, queens, rulers, mighty ones, free ones, slaves, all of the wicked are going to be telling these mountains to cover over them to hide them from Messiah. So these people, when they see his power and might, they're going to understand and they're going to fear it. It goes on to say, "After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the land, on the sea, or on any tree. I saw another angel coming up from the east with a seal from the living God. And he shouted to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea." We see the land being harmed and the seas polluted. "Do not harm the land and the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of God on their forehead." Now, this is the 144,000 priests. It says, "I heard many were sealed, 144,000 from every tribe of the people of Israel." So it's showing here the different tribes. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Shimon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. "After this I looked, and there before me was a huge crowd, too large for anyone to count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. They were standing in front of the throne, in front of the Lamb, dressed in white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they shouted, 'Victory to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" So this is the brothers and sisters today who will be left here on earth, true servants of Messiah. "All the angels stood around the throne, the elders, the four living beings. They fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" "One of the elders asked me, 'These people dressed in white robes, who are they and where are they from?' Sir, I answered, 'You know.' Then he told me, 'These are the people who have come out of the great persecution.'" So the brothers and sisters who make it through the great tribulation or the persecution of these plagues coming down on people. "They have washed their robes and made them white with the blood of the Lamb. That is why they are before God's throne. Day and night they serve him in his temple. And the one who sits on the throne will put his Shekinah upon them. They will never again be hungry. They will never again be thirsty. The sun will not beat down on them, nor will any burning heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will shepherd them. will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. So from the brothers and for the brothers and sisters of the great persecution who make it through, God will wipe out every tear from their eyes. Their tears will be no more. And this is what we're learning from the book of Revelation, a promise or a prophecy that's guaranteed to take place in the last days. And as we can see, these plagues or seals have been opened, and they the persecution and the famine, the war, the earthquakes, all of those things are going on, even the persecution of the brothers and sisters today. All right, that's my reading for the Bible. If you need a Bible, you can give me a call at 312-925-9887, and I'll send you one for free if you leave your name and address. Also, I have a new album out called Dark Glow in My Heart, and it's for spiritual upliftment. And you could purchase it at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, now I'm going to go over the vocabulary, the words for the Hebrew Bible. And we did 20 yesterday, so we're going to do another 20 today. And I'll pronounce these words and give you the meaning of them. Abi, it means fatherly. Abiel, it means possessor of God or father. Abiashaf, it means father of gathering. Abib, it means green, young ear of grain. Abib. Abigib one, it means father or founder. Abigail, it means shorter. Abaddon, father of judgment. Abidah, father of knowledge. Abiyah means worship of Jah. Abiho, worshiper of him, God. Abihud, renown. Abiha, possessor. Abihaikri, it means descendant of Abiezer, father of Ithrite. Abiyane, destitute, beggar, needy, poor man. Abiyana, desire. Abitab, father of goodness. Abital, fresh. Abiyam, seaman, someone there that fishes a lot. Abimalel, father of male. Abimelech, father of the king. All right, those are my words, and I'm going to post them up, the spelling from yesterday and today, up at goodhouse1968.net. So you can go there and get the spelling now that you've got the pronunciation of the words and the meaning. All right, that is my show for today, and now I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you, Adonai, that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up. Remove the world's prostitution from before their face, that is, false religion, and open their eyes to the truth, the way, and let them have the light that they need in order to make it through the great persecution. Give them the strength to make it through the great persecution, to run, or to give them the reward. let them have the reward and let them not have to suffer so greatly that they lose their lives. I pray that you strengthen them up, direct their footsteps, and open their hearts. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.